This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Ukrainian village is battered as residents flee a Russian advance. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Recent drone footage shows the Ukrainian village of Ochiritine completely battered by fighting. Most houses, apartment blocks, and other buildings look damaged beyond repair, and of some remain nothing but piles of wood and bricks. Residents scrambled to flee as the village became a target for Russian forces in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Russian troops are advancing in the area and elsewhere, pounding Kyiv's depleted, ammunition-deprived forces with artillery, drones, and bombs. Ukraine's military acknowledges that the Russians have gained a foothold in Ochiritine, but says that fighting against Russian forces continues. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. The comments come about a week after a mortar attack targeted the pier site but resulted in no injuries. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the story.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The United Nations Food Agency is warning Sudan's warring parties that there is a serious risk of widespread starvation and death if they don't allow humanitarian aid into the vast western region. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Lenny Kensley, the World Food Program's regional spokesperson, said at least 1.7 million people in Darfur were experiencing emergency levels of hunger in December, and the number is expected to be much higher today. She told a virtual UN news conference from Nairobi that calls for humanitarian access to conflict hotspots in Sudan have never been more critical. Sudan plunged into chaos in mid-April 2023 when long simmering tensions between its military and paramilitary broke out into street battles in the capital. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Russian state media says Moscow has put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its wanted list, citing the Interior Ministry's database. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces, General Alexander Polyuk, and Zelensky's predecessor, Petro Poroshenko, also featured on the ministry list as of Saturday. It is not clear from the database what they have been charged with, and Russian officials did not immediately comment. Moscow has repeatedly cited, quote, denazification among the key goals of its war against Ukraine, falsely asserting that Kyiv is heavily influenced by radical nationalist and neo-Nazi groups. In an online statement, Ukraine's foreign ministry dismissed the reports of Zelensky's inclusion as evidence of, quote, the desperation of the Russian state machine and propaganda. The death toll from rains in Brazil's southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul rose to 57, local authorities said on Saturday, while dozens still have not been accounted for. Angela Johnston from Reuters reports.
Storms have affected hundreds of cities in the state, which borders Uruguay and Argentina. More than 32,000 people have been displaced, according to the state's civil defense authority. The storms have triggered landslides and the partial collapse of a dam at a small hydroelectric power plant, with authorities saying a second dam is also at risk. The state is at a geographical meeting point between tropical and polar atmospheres, which has created a weather pattern with periods of intense rain and others of drought.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. Sadiq Khan, the Labour Party's mayor of London, has romped to victory, securing a record third straight term at City Hall on another hugely disappointing day for the UK's governing Conservatives ahead of a looming general election. Khan won a little more than a million votes, or nearly 44% of the vote, more than 11 percentage points ahead of his main challenger, the Conservative Party's Susan Hall. The incumbent Labour mayor in Liverpool, Greater Manchester, and West Yorkshire were also re-elected Saturday, while the party looks to have ousted the Conservative mayors in West Midlands. A recount is underway there. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.